So each time we pray the Nicene Creed, we profess a belief in the one holy Catholic and apostolic church, that the Church of Jesus Christ is built on the foundation of the apostles, and it's two of those apostles that the Mother Church gives us today to celebrate. And it's two maybe of the lesser known ones, Simon and Jude. There's not much known about their lives. Simon's called a zealot. The zealots were a political group that were zealous against the Roman occupation. Judas, the son of James. Judas, the author of that letter in the end of the New Testament, that very short letter to Jude. Jude, the patron of impossible causes. And so these two apostles, whom we don't know much about, but just by their titles, we know that we can turn to them. And by being apostles, we know that Christ had a special mission for them. And because of their witness of their lives, we have the faith today. Whenever this passage comes up, it gives us a good insight into the life of the early church and just into the mind of Christ as well. Jesus went up to pray and spent the whole night in prayer to God. Jesus, who is God, the second person of the Holy Trinity, knew how important it was to maintain that communication with the Father, that the Son was always submissive to the will of the Father. So those of us who, through our baptism, are baptized into Christ should also have this disposition, this mindset, this desire to spend the night in prayer to God, our Heavenly Father. And then as Jesus spent the night in prayer and he came down the mountain and he called his followers to himself and he named 12 apostles. Apostles, that word means to be sent out. And so how important this is, that before he sent them out, he called them to himself. And as disciples, this is important for us to realize that our primary call, our primary invitation, is to be with Jesus. He calls us to himself. And the way that we receive that call is through the church. The Holy Mother Church, the voice of Jesus present in our lives today, calls us to Christ. And through the sacraments, we receive and answer that call. The sacrament of baptism and the sacrament of Eucharist primarily. So as disciples, this passage lays it down for us that Jesus is in constant communication with his Father, and through that communication, he invites us to enter into it. He calls us to himself. And then like the apostles, he sends us out, that we too have that same mission, to go out into the world. And depending on our state in life and the condition, the circumstances of our life, that sending out may look different. Some of us are much more active in the apostolic work. Some of us are more quiet and contemplative. But the effectiveness of our lives is still the same. And we're out. Even in our prayer, we go out to the world to share the name of Jesus and the good news his name brings. The church is founded on the witness of the apostles, the great ones and the lesser known ones. We are Catholic today. We have the ability to know Christ today because of what happened in the gospel today. That these men heard the call, they answered the call, and they went out to the ends of the world to spread the name of Jesus. Let us hear that same call. Let us allow Christ to call us to himself, and then let him send us out to preach, to proclaim the good news to the ends of the world. Amen.